Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Paraguayan journalist Carlos Goncalves on the consequences of the sentence against Curuguaty peasants. The consequences of the sentence against the Marinacue peasants are disastrous and are based on proven lies by members of the Paraguayan judicial system, said Carlos Goncalves, the person in charge of the alternative communication project Demoinfo.org, in an interview with Real World Radio. From Asunción del Paraguay, Goncalves made reference to the different moments in the process that started on June 2012 with the Curuguaty massacre and the recent mobilizations and protests by Paraguayan social organizations linked to the case after the harsh and unfounded sentences against the peasants were made known. This situation is a disastrous precedent for peasant struggles, for social organizations, and for the people who seek access to rights, such as the right to land enshrined in the Paraguayan Constitution, said Carlos. In Guarani, the first language used in Paraguay, there is the expression oparé, which means oblivion or to forget an event over time. Today, the Paraguayan people are mobilizing for this not to be left oparé, unpunished, said the journalist, whose work has become a true record of these 4 years of trial. The judicial ruling, which will be appealed by the defense attorneys, was read in its entirety on Monday, July 19th. The reading took place in the framework of a mobilization at the judicial building, and the protest will continue since this case only focused on the death of the 6 police officers, but the death of the 11 peasants during the violent events of June 15th, 2012 were ignored. 7 of the 11 peasants convicted were present during the reading. The other 4 were released last Tuesday since they had already done their time, 4 years, after having been preventively detained in 2012. The Curuguaty massacre took place in June 2012 and resulted in the death of 17 people, 6 of whom were police officers. The event served as an excuse for the ousting of Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo. The trial over this case started a year ago and only dealt with the death of the police officers, while the deaths of the 11 peasants during the massacre were never investigated by the prosecutors.